Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Inside the Rockstar Suite.
Uh-huh.
Happy National Radio Day.
That's correct.
Big Guy Mac informed us that. Cool. coming up in about 20 minutes, we'll find out if Al is, in fact, the worst snorkeler of all time.
Or the best.
I mean, he's alive, so he's the worst.
He survived.
Yeah.
And do we have a Rafael update?
Oh.
All week long, we've been searching for this Brazilian, in quotes, for Jenna, hottie. And we've been calling rooms.
She found him on Tinder.
She found him on Tinder. We've been
Tinder. He's staying in the hotel.
Small conversation with him on Tinder.
Out of all the gin joints in Puerto Vallarta, he's got to stay in this one.
Thank you. That's coming up in 40 minutes. Jenna says she has an update for us.
Okay.
Big update.
And
yeah.
Much as Big Al's performance has suffered today due to the fact his woman's in the room, now we get to watch JC fall apart because his woman's now joined her.
I did okay yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
I'm not staring at her. I think it's because Al's looking at Dr. Girlfriend
well,
the whole time.
Well, if you scoot over a little bit to your left, a little bit more. A little more. I can scoot over to
I
my
can't.
Left.
My microphone's going to be out. Yeah, why don't you scoot over?
All right.
You scoot over.
Jeez,
she's Sunny. Seen me perform many a time there, Jason.
Oh, God. Again. Yeah.
How was that joke, Dr. Girlfriend? Pretty bad? Pretty bad. Here's an if you just went back to work because you were off for the summer or whatever.
Okay.
This might be a little bit of an update for you because we got Kid Nation had some interactions going on yesterday.
That's you. If you're listening, you're Kid Nation. Right?
Yeah. The ladies,
yes.
This is for you, okay?
All right.
No. Yeah, I love this.
Our girl Jacqueline wrote and said, seriously, how can Jenna and Kelly not have / keep a man? They are both stunningly beautiful.
Hey.
Thank you.
Guess you don't need them, but just saying, you deserve the best. Very nice.
Very nice.
And then Melissa came in. Melissa's been off for the summer. Maybe she had a trip or something.
Okay.
And she said, does Kelly still have Bill? I haven't had my morning commute all summer, so I haven't listened to the show. Then Christina updated her and said, no, that's been over for a couple of weeks at least or longer.
Oh.
And then Elizabeth came back with, no, because she was off too.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it. How sad, sad face. Mm. And then our boy Eric with the assist.
Mm-hmm.
She has Airport Bob now.
She has Airport Bob
Airport
now.
Bob.
Airport Bob.
What a great summary.
Yeah,
That's a great name.
Kelly update.
Airport
now
Bob.
Kelly has Airport Bob.
So if you ever miss anything on the show and you've been off, just go to our Facebook page and just
read
start a thread.
Catch
read the comments.
Up.
Catch each other up. We'll work something up for you here in the next week or so to catch
Bob.
You all up.
Like what I did for summer vacation.
What's that?
Like the report you always had to do.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do
that's
for
just,
everybody.
That was on a photo of Kelly and I. That I posted, and then everyone just updates everyone else on our relationship status.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah.
By the way, his name's not Bob.
Airport Bob.
As far as we know, it is.
That's his nickname.
It sounds great.
Yeah. We don't
Bob
love that
fine.
Name. We don't even
Bob.
Know him.
I love that
And
name.
We're calling him Airport Bob because...
He took me to the airport, and he's picking me up.
I love that.
There you go.
It's the simple things, man. I'm telling you, it's the simple things.
It is. Women don't always need grand gestures, but sometimes we do.
Right. And we do have a new raspberry on this year's trip.
Hmm?
I don't know what it is about Puerto Vallarta that brought out this Kelly raspberry, but she's out and about.
Kelly's been great on the trip.
Normally, what do you do, Kelly, on these trips?
I stay by myself.
In your room?
A lot of time in the room.
Mm-hmm. Never see the sun?
No, I don't. I don't. But it's, you know, it's...
It's because we're in a beach.
Skin I was blessed with.
Yeah.
But I have been using, if people think I look a little colorful, so I've been using tan towels that Jenna gave me. So that's been
What are tan towels?
Bit.
You just rub them on?
You rub them on and your skin turns a little tan.
Yeah, they look like makeup wipes, but they're for your body.
Why are you putting the glittery stuff on me when I can use tan towels?
Because you don't need tan towels. Tan towels make me tan. Yours was more sunscreen.
Oh, your body glow is a combo of sunscreen and
Jenna, let me
glistening stuff.
It had glitter on it.
Same brand.
It was beautiful. You were shimmering like a god.
Thanks, Kelly.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Like one of them vampires day walking in the sun.
Like Edward.
Yeah. Your skin was like diamond.
Oh, see, that's cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, I didn't know I looked that cool.
Boy
see,
glitter.
Makes, yeah.
Boy glitter.
Yeah. Boy glitter.
Wait, so I'm upset, though, because Kelly and I, you guys went snorkeling yesterday, and Kelly and I actually spent some time in the new cabana. We switched.
Yeah. Whew.
That's the thing. We've gotten
crazy.
Kelly. We got Kelly out of her room because she has a cabana.
Yeah. Yeah.
And at the pool.
And I laid in the shade in the cabana with Kelly for a while, but I had spent so much time in the sun, I went up to my room to take a nap, and then I hear that Kelly did something.
Jenna, after you left.
What did Jenna do?
Got crazy, Jenna.
So Jenna left when Kinsey, my wife, and I, and Dr. Girlfriend went down there. Mm-hmm. So Jenna went up to her room.
And Al was napping
and
or something.
Al, you were gone all day.
Yeah. I tell you, dude, snorkeling's hard work.
More on that later.
It takes a lot out of you.
More on the snorkeling adventures of Al. I don't even know how you got tired based on what you did during snorkeling. Anyways. So the girls are sitting there talking, and then all of a sudden my wife goes, let's go take a dip in the pool. And I was already in the pool. And here I see Kelly Raspberry walking towards me at the pool like a goddess.
Without my cover up.
Without
on.
A cover, nothing.
What? Oh
my
God.
I took off my cover.
What?
Yes.
Ow! What?
You Kelly, missed it, Al.
Kelly Raspberry bathing suit status in the water.
20 years, never seen this.
Yeah.
What? I noticed yesterday when she was putting sunscreen on her one piece, Kelly looked great. I even said something. I'm like, Kelly, you
well,
look
thank
great.
You. I've been working out.
Was it two drink Kelly?
Not well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah okay,
no.
That's fine. We're
all
inclusive.
I had to ask Juan. I said, Juan, make sure they put some alcohol in the next one.
So, what is that you said?
We got
you know, I wasn't tasting. I wasn't feeling a buzz, and I was like, I'm about to go get in the pool. I need to be buzzed.
So Kelly's in the pool, and I'm like, this is a huge step.
This yeah. is.
I'm not touching anything.
Did the DJ stop? Like,
everybody was clapping. Kenzie cried.
Yeah. It's like I was moving in slow motion, Al.
Yeah. It was like Baywatch.
Shots for everybody.
Bay A.E. watch.
Yeah. It's really hard because you have to walk slow enough where you're actually moving, but nothing's jiggling.
Right.
It's
uh-huh.
real yeah. delicate art to
so
it.
So we're sitting in the pool having a couple cocktails,
mm-hmm.
and then Kenzie once again goes, why don't we go hop in the ocean? And I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, silly. Kelly's never going to do that. There's
silly.
Waves. There's waves. There's animals. There's sun.
Right.
She's well, not going to go for that.
But she's in the pool.
Raspberry goes, yeah, let's go.
Who's this y'all talking about?
Kelly Raspberry, Al.
This brown specimen so of a woman sitting right next to me. Next to
Kelly went from pool to ocean?
Yeah, so Kelly does the sexy out of the pool thing, you know?
Oh, did she?
Oh, thank you, JC. Yeah.
Like, did she do the hair throw
you pulled
back,
yourself like, out?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hard to master gracefully. I feel like I always look like the whale popping up on the side.
Gracefully gets out of the pool.
Oh, thanks.
Pops on over on her booty, gets up like a lady.
Yeah.
And then we saunter over to the beach.
Sauntered?
Well, yes, I felt like I had to follow suit.
You sauntered?
Yes. Yeah, we sauntered over to the beach.
Wow.
And we hopped into the ocean with the raspberry.
And rode waves. The water was so warm. Beautiful.
What?
Kelly was screaming every time the wave hit her, though.
It was fun. It was a fun scream.
Every time a wave
See,
hit.
There was cloud cover. That's why I decided
to
risk
gotcha.
It.
Yeah, but that's still a big move. Just the whole bikini thing. Oh, well, swimsuit
It's a
one
piece.
Do we have evidence of this, or this is all just ingrained in your
You just have to take our word
mind.
For it. Oh great.
No,
Russ took
Creep
video.
Russ took video.
Great.
We have video,
surprise,
Russ?
Surprise, surprise.
Well, we gotta let the lady say.
Russ's job just gives him permission to be super creepy.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure you girls said capture this moment to Russ.
I'm just doing this for work. I'm just doing this for work.
So good job,
Russ.
Kelly.
What are you doing in the shower with me? I'm just doing this for work.
just for work.
Part of the job.
I mean, that's big. That's big, Kelly. You got into the pool.
I did. I got in the ocean.
Got in the ocean.
And you missed it, Al, because I heard you did come back down.
I did.
And you sat in the...
I sat in the cabana, and I was wondering. I was like, where's Kelly? And I looked down to my right, and it was Kelly's cover-up thing. Yeah. I'm like, who kidnapped Kelly?
Yeah. She was out in the water with Dr. Girlfriend,
that's
Kenzie,
amazing.
And me.
That's amazing.
You didn't ask where's Dr. Girlfriend? Maybe?
No.
Like, wouldn't you want to go looking for her?
I picked up her thing. He'd already told me where she was. I'm like, well, where's Kelly? Because I was in Kelly's cabana.
She forgot it. No.
Yeah.
She was in the water.
I was like, whoa. That's huge.
Isn't that crazy?
That's right. Sorry you had to miss it.
Oh, man.
Are we going to
do it again today?
Why'd you miss it out?
I was taking a nap.
He's recovering from snorkeling.
I'm telling you, snorkeling. Hashtag snorkeling is hard.
Floating wears you out.
We got to get into this snorkeling story because...
There's no story, to be honest with you.
Al could quite possibly lose his man card over what occurred yesterday.
I snorkeled. I put the snore in snorkel.
we'll get into it. Live from the Hard Rock Hotel Vallarta in Puerto Vallarta, Riviera Nayarit. We'll be back.
It's the family vacation. Live from the Hard Rock Hotel Vallarta in Riviera Nayarit. Some of us went out snorkeling this week. But not Kelly Raspberry. She ain't doing it.
Because I have a hairy back.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're coming at you live from the Rockstar Suite.
Yeah. Got an audience today.
Yeah. Well, it's your girlfriend and my wife.
Yeah. That's good. That's
and great. Russ.
And Russ. And the two girls from Hard Rock are here.
Well, they're not both from Hard Rock.
They're our Hard Rockettes.
our Hard Rock liaison.
Do you remember their names? Quiz.
Huh?
You were with them all day yesterday. Do you remember their names?
Dana.
Uh-huh.
And Dana's friend.
Melissa.
Linda. Monica.
Macarish.
Mackenzie.
Yeah. Good job,
wow,
Ashley.
That hurt. Look at her poor face.
I'm sorry,
look
Mackenzie.
Look at her poor face.
What?
You have to understand. That's...
That's Al.
That's Al.
He doesn't know people that work at the office.
It's name. Bad.
Part of my charm, okay?
It's true. It took him 4 years to learn mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Gina was not scarred by it at all.
So,
yes.
We got. Oh, by the way, we got the Showbiz Top 5 coming up in 1 hour. Kelly's going to catch you up on everything going on in
the
States.
Lots of scandals going on in celebrity world, right? Yeah.
Just because we're in Mexico doesn't mean we can't bring it what's going on.
Maybe. I got the internets here.
Yeah, maybe we have our own scandals.
We're Here's bringing it to you from the Hard Rock Vallarta.
Kelly figured out how to fix it and switch it back to English from Spanish.
Yeah, there's a little button you click.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Translate.
Translation. And we're going to hear from Raphael coming up in about 20 minutes. That's Jenna's Tinder man that we've been trying to give for the last 3 days.
We're going to actually hear from him?
According to Jenna, I don't know.
Wow.
Like, is he showing up? Is he coming over? Is he going to try breakfast for
maybe
the first time?
Maybe we already spent time together.
Oh,
you're so intrigued, aren't you? Oh, JC's looking hurt.
Oh, he's looking
jealous. He's looking, look at his face. He's hurt.
I wanted to meet him.
I told you and Kenzie to stop by after dinner last night.
Maybe Kenzie.
Maybe you should text him and tell him to come eat breakfast off of your body, JC.
I don't want that. After you met him.
Jenna knows your body.
Come on, Raphael. Okay, we'll see what's going on with him.
Yeah, I wasn't wearing much.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you're giving away
Whoa.
A lot.
Whoa. Slow it down.
Well, we are... In Mexico.
Yeah, beach wear.
I'm excited for you now.
It's so funny that we can walk around in our panties and drawers on the beach and nobody, big deal. But if you do that like on the streets of wherever, it's like, oh.
I don't know if you should be walking around in panties on
probably
the beach.
Not, that's probably bad. Not. Probably not.
So yesterday after the show,
mm-hmm.
we took an excursion out to the Marietta Islands.
Marietta Island. It's about, when you're in Puerto Vallarta, at least we're in the bay where we are, it's about a 45-minute boat ride.
Yeah, this is an island in the middle of the ocean, right? I saw this online. I thought this was so cool.
So cool.
Yeah.
Well,
and isn't this where The Bachelor filmed some scenes?
Once we got there, it all made sense.
Yeah.
I think they did an episode there.
Yeah, but there's nothing on it, right? There's no hotel and lodging. It's just like 1 mile big.
It's a national park, and I think our guide told us it's protected by the world. It's not owned by Mexico. It's not owned by the state. It's owned by the world.
And there's only one little part of it that people can actually walk on.
Yeah.
All right? And the rest of it is like a bird sanctuary. There's hundreds of birds kind of flying around, circling and whatnot.
From pictures, it looks like a hole, but I'm not sure how you get in the
hole. It's like a donut hole, yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you get in the hole?
Exactly. How do you get in the hole?
Well.
All right. So we take the boat ride out there. Uh-huh. And I know 45 minutes sounds like a long way, but on the way there, you see dolphins. We saw turtles humping.
We saw the same two turtles humping, Jenna.
Yeah.
So homeboy got
again?
Back.
Again? Still what I told you. They said someone told me it was 23 hours.
Same two. Turtles be getting it.
Same two. Oh, dude.
Yeah.
It's mating season. Carlos, our guy, told us that.
Yeah. Shout out, Carlos.
Yeah.
So we drove up and we park, and there's a bunch of other boats. A lot of people are showing
mm-hmm.
up.
Mm-hmm.
And you're supposed to put on your scuba, your snorkeling gear,
right.
your life vest, and your fins, and you hop in the water, and you swim towards this cave.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say there's people, there's
hundreds of people. Several boats, small boats and big boats.
Yeah,
it's a
popular tourist spot for great photos,
right.
I bet.
And so when we get into the water, we're all snorkeling. And I look over to my left because I'm looking for Big Al Mac. That's my homie. And he told me he can't swim, so I wanted to make sure he's okay.
That's the thing. I almost didn't go on this trip because this is like a trip where you have to get off of the boat and then swim, snorkel, you know, to where you're going to actually stand up.
But the swim wasn't too bad, right?
It wasn't too bad, but maybe. They said like 100 yards. That's a long way for a brother, Casey.
Yeah,
maybe 200.
Yeah.
So anyway.
But in the meantime, you can snorkel while you're doing this. And so I look over to my left, and I see that Al is on his back. Fins in the air.
Yeah. Like what? Like I just don't care?
Yeah. Got his snorkel mask on. I don't know why, because he's not looking into the water.
I'm looking up at the sky, talking to God.
Yeah, that's how he did it the other day.
And then
I'm talking to God.
He just floats on his back.
I might be coming.
And then I see that he is being pulled by our guide, Carlos, who is not wearing a life vest.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great swimmer. But let me tell you this. Al, you're 6'4", 200 pounds.
Yeah.
And Carlos is 5'3",
yeah,
150 pounds.
Sure. In the water, though, everything's lighter.
Muscle dude.
You didn't know that? Everything's lighter in the water.
That's Carlos true. Pulled out all the way 200 yards.
He to towed this, you?
He towed Al.
It was a dream come true, Kelly. This man, I jump in the water, and like I said, I have no problem. The angst that I feel before I jump in the water is something I cannot explain to you. But I get into the water, and the best feeling is coming back up to the surface. Like, you sink, and then you get back up.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, head above the water, it's all good. So then he asked, he said, does everyone know how to swim? He asked this before you even got off the boat. And my answer was barely, which is, that's pretty accurate.
True, yeah.
And you don't want to be the instructor, the guide that lets somebody not return on your boat trip. That is not
good,
yeah, good,
not
on,
good for business.
That's
yeah.
not good for mm-hmm. TripAdvisor, because mm-hmm. I'm going to give you a very, very harsh review if I die.
Right.
So
sure.
So he's like, you're going to stay close to me. I'm like, that's an excellent idea, sir. Everybody else can swim like a fish. I cannot. So I didn't ask him to. He just grabbed me by the back of my collar, and he started pulling. I didn't even know I was being pulled at first. I'm like, I'm thinking I'm swimming.
Kelly. Kelly, there's like 7, 8, 9-year-olds that are swimming, looking over at Al like, is he okay?
I don't care. I do. Oh, so I'm thinking.
Al,
I'm,
I heard you had 2 life jackets
I did.
On.
I had one around me, and one was like my safety. So I'm like swimming. I thought I was swimming. I'm doing this little stroke that I know my don't drown. I'm doing my don't drown. I'm doing my feet a little bit, which they don't even give you an instruction when they put on these fins. I'm like, I've seen people with fins on, but I kind of know what to do. But
you kick.
So anyway, I thought I was, I'm like asking my girlfriend, I'm like, where's everybody? She goes, they're right behind you. I'm like, oh, okay. Because I can't see him. My face is focused at the sky.
He looked like, you know, the otters. That they eat on their backs.
Yeah.
They're just sitting there
yeah.
with their little hands.
Uh-huh.
And so Al's just sitting there with his little hands because he thinks he's paddling.
They spin around.
But his hands aren't even in the water. They're just flapping in the air.
I can't do my full stroke with my wingspan because there's people all over. I don't know,
and you're on your
doing.
Back.
Yeah, he's on his back. Like so, this.
And I heard there was a decent current, right?
Yeah.
So you got to be
serious
somewhat
current.
Athletic to do this.
You got to swim pretty
one.
Hard.
Yeah.
We finally make it to the cave. And he goes, okay, we're going to go in there. And we're looking and we're like, in where? And that's when the tide, you know, the wave went away, and then you see an opening.
Yeah.
And he goes, all right, that's where we go in right there. And we're like, oh.
So it's potentially a short underwater
yeah.
swim.
And the tide's like crazy. It's like there's waves coming in, so it goes up and down, and then there's opening, up and down, opening.
But how's Al going to do that if he's just on his back?
Exactly.
So I had to turn over. I had to flip over. They flipped over the egg. I flipped over, and so I'm kind of standing, but I'm not really standing because my
touching.
Feet aren't on anything. So yeah. I'm a little, you know, and they say keep your hand above your head.
That's
so
called
that
floating, by the way.
The current doesn't bump you and your head up against the top of the cave. All right, so you got the picture.
Can
we're going.
Can you hold your breath?
Yeah,
you had
yeah,
to for like 10
to.
Seconds.
But you don't know what's on the other side. You go under this smaller opening, and you don't know how long you're going to be underwater. So I'm like, and so I'm doing this thing, and then he grabs me and pulls me through to the other side.
It's, which
I would think the quicker you move, the better.
Yeah.
Does it sounds a little scary?
For sure.
Now the
video is on Kid TV.
You know what
by
makes
the
it
way.
Scarier is the people that are. Deathly afraid to go through it. And it's not bad. It's easy.
Yeah, but when...
Listen to this.
When you can't see.
Right. Because you don't know when...
They're horrified.
They're horrified, Kelly. And I'm behind these people.
Thank you.
I'm behind these people, and I'm like, why are these girls...
Oh, listen to the water. What's even better is it screaming and then silence.
Yeah.
Because you don't know when the actual current is coming because your back is to the current, right?
I mean, this girl was so freaked out. She's going, I don't want to go. And she grabs me and pulls me under. And I'm like going on. I'm swallowing water. I'm like, because I didn't know she grabbed me.
And that's the last thing a dude that can't swim wants to hear. There's a bunch of white people that can swim talking about they don't want to do it. This I'm like, if y'all don't want to do it, you don't think I'm going to do it, dude.
This little girl is screaming, I'm going to die. And we're like, no, stop. What's going on?
Oh, it's my fine. Gosh.
So you can't see what's on the other side of the opening.
You just got to trust.
You
yeah,
got to
that's,
trust.
That's
you got to trust
scary.
In Jesus.
You go do it, and it's literally the easiest
it was. It wasn't bad.
But when you don't
ever.
Know. Yeah.
And when you finally come back up, because you'd go under for a second.
I was underwater for like an hour.
5 seconds. Uh-huh. You open your eyes, and you have this beautifully, just gorgeous beach.
Was it just like, oh.
Yeah, it's a donut hole. Like there's island
the
all around you.
Sun peeking through.
Uh-huh, it really
yeah.
is.
It's like an episode of The Bachelor, literally.
Yeah,
like, it's a cool
it's
beach,
beautiful.
And there's
beautiful.
Like two cool little caves on to the side where you can go explore. And there's people having fun, and you get
there's people having fun.
Or
well, after hearing that girl, it sounded like she was getting murdered.
Well, you can do two things. You can explore, or you can stand there, which is kind of what I
did. Catch your breath.
Yeah, you can stand
there. I need a minute.
And say thank you, Lord, because you made it.
I'm assuming you have to go out the same way you came in.
That's the tricky part. So you stay there for a little while, and we
30 minutes.
Took some pictures and stuff.
Yeah, great photos. Those are at kidnation.com if you want to check them out.
Photos and videos from the whole trip are up on there. So we finally realized, oh, crap, we got to go do that again.
Yeah.
But there's people coming in, and now we want to go out, traffic, and there's people screaming out there. There's people screaming on our side still, even though you just did it. You just did it, little girl. You go.
So entrance, exit, the same.
So Carlos, but the thing is, we came in all together. Carlos is telling us, because there's other people that are coming in as well. Yeah. And the opening is very small. So Carlos says, we only go out two at a time. So I'm going to go get, now we're in the water, right? We're in the water.
Just floating.
Floating. And so Carlos says, two at a time. And he grabs like JC and some other person.
Kenzie.
Some other person.
My wife.
But I'm thinking, he's going to tell me. I'm first because I'm the handicap, you know. I can't swim, you know. So he said, stay right here.
You hear how it's just self-preservation for Al. He doesn't care about anyone else's well-being.
I'm telling you.
He's hurt your best friend.
I got one goal, to get back on the boat.
Right.
That's all I could think about.
Was the current going in the direction helping you?
I don't know.
It's sucking you in and pushing you out. It's weird. It's not really helping. It's not really hindering you. It's just there.
No, it's hindering.
And so Kenzie and I go first, and you're supposed to just wait outside of the cave waiting for them to come back.
They were gone for like 5 hours before Carlos.
Oh,
there,
yeah,
there was traffic. Like, there people wouldn't go.
Couldn't you be like a bouncer on the other side and yeah, stop letting people in?
You're not good looking enough to go back to Puerto Vallarta. You just stay in here. And so we're out there, and we're waiting. And finally, did you go second, Al?
Yeah, I was second group.
I'll go second. And
did you leave your girlfriend?
Yeah.
No. Dr. Girlfriend and Al went second.
I knew somebody was with me.
Where I think Al should lose his man card. This is the moment I looked at him and I was like, dude.
What?
I see Carlos, little 5'3" Carlos coming from underneath the water.
Yeah.
Just chugging along with Al, pulls him over.
Yeah.
Like he's saving him. Al looks like he's just laying there.
He gave up.
Dead hooker in the water.
Dead hooker.
Al's so tired from flapping his hands on the way there.
He can't even do that anymore.
He's not moving anymore.
He's just laying there.
Not even flapping. Just dead hooker on her back.
It was beautiful.
And so he comes out and he has to go get the rest of the crew.
Carlos does.
Yeah, Carlos has to go back. So Al can't swim. I see Dr. Girlfriend grab Al by the back, and she starts towing him.
Oh, my gosh.
His girlfriend.
Dang right.
Is towing him.
It's a good woman right there.
And I'm out. I was like, Al, right, couldn't you just flip over and swim for 10 feet? And
he goes,
no, man, I'm tired.
Man, I had you talk about the second life vest. It was between my legs like a Well, like something between my legs.
Al, the way you just paint the story.
Oh my gosh.
With your description.
I felt like I went on the trip.
Right. I had something in between my legs. You know, like something in between my legs.
But I made it back to that boat.
You guys, I have a great Tinder update. You know, like a Tinder update.
Yeah.
Coming up.
Like a great Tinder
update. You know, like a great Tinder update.
Okay. All right.
But it was seriously a big shout out.
If you're coming to PV, definitely go to this. What's the name of it?
EcoExplorer.com.
Do it. I mean, and ask for the Carlos.
Mexico. Hold on.
Even if you can't swim.
Let me finish the website. EcoExplorer.com.mx.
Kid Nation won over $57,000 so far this year with Beat the Bank. And there's more where that came from. Beat the Bank returns after Labor Day on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Ooh! Did you hear that?
Beat the Bank is coming back.
Yes.
We're live from the Hard Rock Hotel Vallarta, Riviera Nayarit. Big Al, you're going to have to get your raps ready in time.
Dude, I got it.
You do?
I got it.
Already?
You already started?
I got this.
Can you break us off some?
I am the picture of preparation. H.
You.
Oh!
Come on. Hit the music, Shannon. No.
Beat the Bank.
Here we go.
Canale. Abanco.
Oh, canale.
Canale. Abanco. Yo, it's back in a flash. When stacks, stacks of green. Abanco. Canale. Abanco.
Oh, you messed, man.
Yeah.
Okay. When stacks of green.
I think I'm going to go Flappy Flap style this season, y'all.
I like it. I like it. It was the perfect word choice.
Yeah. When stacks of dreams.
Couldn't think of anything better.
You know, I had a flotation device between my legs. You know, like something that floats between your legs.
Oh, I was trying to make the Christmas real, dog. It's that time of year, man.
Yeah.
It's that time of year.
Crunch time.
Gotta start thinking about that. Yep.
When are we going to start with the bank again?
After Labor Day, Jenna.
Tuesday, I guess, mm-hmm. after Labor Day.
Yeah, we have Monday off, and we'll be back Tuesday.
I like it.
We're going up on a Tuesday.
If you're new, this is a game that we give away a lot of cash.
Yeah.
You know, and we do it every single day.
So the bank vault is closing.
Twice a day. I'm sorry.
The bank vault is closing. Your job is to say stop.
You'll hear these dollar amounts. Yeah. And you say stop when you're comfortable. You want to win as much as you can, but you want to stop it before the
closes.
Bank door closes.
Yeah,
because if it
nothing.
Closes, you get nothing.
Yeah.
So anyway.
It could go up to $1,000.
It's a very exciting game. We'll do it twice a day, starting the Tuesday after Labor Day.
Risky and frisky.
Like it.
Speaking of frisky.
Yeah.
All week long. We've been trying to hook up with this guy. Not like hook up, but like meet
we
up.
We haven't.
Meet
Jenna
up.
Has.
Jenna has. Meet up with this guy named Rafael, who Jenna found on Tinder.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know. I haven't been a big Tinderer, but I decided to go exotic on it and Tinder. When I don't know. I just did it the first
Tinder
year
down
we got
south.
Down here. Yeah, I logged on. I'm like, hey, maybe this will give me a different variety of guys.
Sure.
Guys on vacation.
Tinder.
This Rafael, we ended up matching on Sunday night or Monday. This started
like
the beginning
first day,
of the week.
Right?
Yeah, beginning of the trip. And we were messaging a little bit back and forth. And then you broke into my phone, JC, and started sending vulgar messages.
That wasn't vulgar. You just
vulgar.
You just said write.
Naughty.
Friendly.
To my defense.
It was friendly.
You did say write him whatever you want. And I did.
I don't think you can have your own defense. I think you have someone in your defense.
Oh, can you defend me, Al?
Yeah, in please. JC's defense.
Thank you.
Yeah, he was trying to help out.
I was trying to help out.
It did get off to a rocky start after that because you invited him to come down to up to the Rockstar Suite where we're broadcasting and eat breakfast off my body.
Yeah.
Breakfast off my body?
Jenna thought I ruined it with that.
Well, because he said, LOL, I don't eat breakfast.
Rafael LOLs a lot.
Yeah.
He was a little resistant.
Mm-hmm.
Odd response.
Hardo to ghetto.
So we called the room, tried to track him down.
Fail.
Until yesterday.
Okay, so what happened? Because Al and I were gone.
Down on the beach. It's Rafael.
What happened? Take us
through. Yeah, go ahead.
Girls.
Well, you guys went snorkeling.
Yeah.
Kelly was in her room. I took a nap, went down to the beach, laid out by myself for about an hour, and then Kelly came down.
And our cabana was occupied by someone else.
Yep. Dun, dun, dun!
No way.
We had cabana squatters.
Oh.
Well, you know, I'm not tolerating that.
No, just go speak to the manager.
Hold on, Kelly. I think I heard this story. What was this squatter doing?
Breastfeeding her child.
Yeah.
Oh, so it was like the
in
thing.
In Kelly's cabana.
The things you can do to irritate
what
Kelly
are
the
chances?
Most. So take her cabana and breastfeed your baby.
So just so happened as I approached Jenna, because I said, but I know we have a cabana reserved. And Jenna said, I can't find your name, Angela Raspberry, on any of them, because that's the way they know me here, Angela. And so as I walk up to the beach, here comes the VIP lady, just out of the blue, because when I show up, VIP service arrives.
Absolutely.
And so I tell her, I said, we're supposed to have a cabana, but I don't know which one. And she said, oh, these people are there. I'll take care of it. Angela Raspberry.
So Kelly basically got these people kicked out.
Basically. Yeah. So while I'm standing there with Jenna on the sand under, you know, shade with our lovely producer, Robert White Cheddar, Sonny Jenner.
Puerto Vallarta,
we're all standing there, and this guy starts walking by, and I noticed Jenna turn her head really quickly, like diverting her eyes. And then I knew,
it's him.
So
it's
I thought I'd take a chance. Is that him? Rafael? And he turned around.
Yeah.
It was him.
Wow.
And I was like, Robert, get your phone out and record this. So we missed the initial.
You were shy, Jenna?
Rafael?
What was going on?
Shy?
Why did you turn your head away from him?
Like, what's going
on? Because he had already basically, I get this.
He had rejected me. And he also didn't really look like his picture. So I didn't want to get
off.
He looked enough like his picture.
Oh, boy.
You know what happens is, this is the mistake people make on these social media dating sites, is you put a picture of yourself up, but it's a really good picture.
Okay.
From maybe a few pounds ago. And that's why you don't do that.
He big algae.
You don't do that. Yes.
Oh,
but
man.
It was enough that I recognized it was him.
Yeah,
it was just
a
little bit bigger version of him.
So it was Rafael. It was Fluffy L.
It was Fluffy Rafael, yes.
Okay.
So it was him.
And beardless. So it was Fluffy.
Oh, and he shaved his beard.
Yeah, he shaved. Yeah. So he
so
was
it's
like,
basically the opposite of what I matched with.
And initially it was like, wow, what a look, here we are.
Yeah, he went, the first thing he said I remember was, oh no.
He said, oh no.
Uh-huh. That's before we started recording. And then I love, see, it would have been awkward for me in front of Kelly and our producer to bombard him with questions about why we haven't hung out yet. So Kelly did it for me.
Oh, Kelly did?
Kelly handled business.
Prosecutor Kelly Raspberry is on the case.
How long was this conversation we have with Raphael?
2.5 minutes. Oh, was it awkward?
That was interrogation.
Not for me.
Oh, yeah.
You guys, right. You guys.
Let's see if he got the raspberry treatment.
All right, let's go.
Hey, Raphael, we just got our cabana if you'd like to come sit in the shade.
No, I'm all right. We're actually going to go get a massage in a little bit. So.
Well, we just had our massage yesterday.
Oh,
listen,
boy.
No.
Okay? You guys just listen
no,
to all of
but
this.
You got to let
what?
The whole thing. Yeah.
Okay.
But ahead. Yesterday, everything you do is like the day before or the day after us.
Yeah, everyone. Looks like it.
Yeah.
We just slept yesterday all day, so.
How long are y'all here till?
Friday.
Would you be willing to come up and be on our radio show tomorrow morning?
I'm all right. We're actually going on a tour tomorrow.
Dude, come on. We're on the air at 6.
I'm not waking up at 6. I'm awake.
You got to wake up to be somewhere at 8.
You've harassed him.
It's fun. Our audience is really intrigued by this whole drama. You're
going
to disappoint millions of people.
I mean, you can put a soap opera ending for it. You're in Mexico, so I mean, it would be a nice ending.
Yeah.
You do a radio show.
Podcast. It's not a radio show.
Well, you understand the disappointing an audience then.
Kelly's on the show. She's full court press. I'm on the show. We have two others that aren't here.
Hey.
I don't know. You guys can put a nice ending to it, towards it. I don't know, like a boat accident, maybe a twin brother. I don't know.
A boating accident?
Oh, wow.
So you'd rather die. You'd rather die
than be on the air?
I'd rather die than wake up at 6 a.m.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy. He sounds like a keeper.
Keep it going.
But thank you for the offer.
You're very disappointing, Raphael.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Why are you on Tinder if you don't want to hook up and do stuff?
Very valid question.
I know.
Very valid question.
Is that not a valid question?
Kelly, that is the most valid question you could possibly ask.
I'm like, why are you bothering if you're not...
And
why does he sound
right?
So standoffish?
He was so mean
that it made me so uncomfortable. So I'm glad Kelly was doing it. Because at that point, you know, when you're so personally involved, it's like, if this wouldn't have been recorded, I would have just walked away. Never, you know, but, oh gosh, I don't know. I didn't know what to say.
It was just that dead, like... Okay, but why did you do this in the first place?
Kelly gets increasingly enraged.
Okay. we got Raging Raspberry.
Yes.
I was still very polite.
Tinder a lot when I'm traveling.
You're traveling now.
I know. I lived in Brazil for like 12 months in the city. I've never been there before. And I used Tinder to meet people that I've...
We're people. You just met us.
I know, but like, I don't know. I'm here with people too, so...
Wife. Yeah,
then why did you log on to Tinder?
I don't know. I was bored and just...
Well, then we responded, though.
Yes.
Collectively, as an entire show, and the Kid Nation listening audience responded.
Totally. But thank you for the offer, but...
Oh, dang. That hurts. I feel hurt. I
you
feel
do?
Rejected.
I don't care.
Why
would
I hurt
care?
I hurt for you.
Why?
Because you're hot and stuff. This guy won't even get up an extra hour early to holla. It's not an interview. It's fun.
Oh my gosh, man. You have no idea. It's not an interview. What would we interview you about?
I feel like it would be like...
We interview musicians and stuff.
Yeah.
We would just talk to you.
Yeah. But it would be like more... I don't know. I just don't have anything to say, so...
Obviously.
All right. Well, you blew it. You blew it, Raphael.
I'm sorry.
This was a very disappointing interaction.
I'm all right with it.
All right, we're gonna start working on Felipe.
All right.
Felipe.
Go ahead.
There is no Felipe.
What in the world is this dude?
He was rude. And I mean,
he got a girl.
I saw it.
Did he have a girl with him?
No.
Guarantee he has a girl, and he saw Jenna has 100,000 followers on Instagram. He's like, uh-oh.
Yeah, he followed her on Instagram.
Uh-oh.
Did all this stuff, and so here you are, dude.
Yeah.
Here we
Did he
are.
Have any
you have like a zillion followers.
Did he have any interaction with you, Jenna? I mean, other than, obviously Kelly was questioning him, but did he say, hey, what's up?
It was awkward because he just rejected her again, and
no,
it didn't make any sense.
Be nice. Like, what's up with not being nice to people?
He was uncomfortable, and his argument made no sense at all.
No.
You know, I do it to meet people. Well, I'm here with people. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was. I feel like we let everybody.
No,
it was so much better when we hadn't met him.
Yeah. He wanted us to make up a lie that he got killed in a boat accident, so he didn't have to get up.
We're in Mexico. That don't have to be a lie. That does not have to be a lie.
Go down to the lobby. He's leaving in 15 minutes, so you can meet him.
And we can write whatever name we want.
I can call Carlos.
Rafael doesn't like girls. Yeah. No, you know, just so disappointed. And of course, you know, you always see the one person you don't want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's how life works. When I was coming to meet you guys, and I didn't want to tell you this happened yesterday, and then when I was going to meet you for dinner last night, take the elevator down, elevator doors open.
There
Guess
he is
who
again.
It is standing there with his friend?
There he is again.
They both look at me, and I just walked straight through them, like split them, like I didn't even know who they were, and kept walking.
Mm. So ridiculous.
I'm not going to say anything. I mean, it's not a big deal, but it's so weird to be rejected by someone I wouldn't have even wanted in the first place.
Ooh.
I don't get why he was so mean.
Yeah, he was mean.
Why was he like that, Kelly?
I don't know.
You were wearing a hot bathing suit. Jenna was wearing a hot bathing suit.
Did you tell him you just got out of the water for the first time in like 14 years?
No, I hadn't been in the water.
It was before. Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is why I was kicking out the breastfeeding woman. This was all happening. Everything had to line up for this to happen.
I should have told him. What do you think it was, Kelly?
What do you think it was?
I don't know. I don't know that he was intimidated or what, because...
Yeah, you do intimidate
me. But was,
I mean, he was like that from the get-go with the messages. So it's not like he didn't know she was on the radio. He didn't know she's a Dish Nation TV star. He thought, this is a pretty girl I swipe right on.
Right.
So he rejected her from the first swipe, maybe from the first interaction.
Maybe I don't look like my photos.
You look exactly like your photos. I just don't understand why.
It's your photo from yesterday, I think.
right? It made no sense. Why are you on Tinder if you're not going to do anything about it?
Hashtag Raging Raspberries trending.
Well, hopefully his soap opera ending doesn't come to fruition today on his tour.
He put it out there in the universe, didn't he?
Actually, he's on our flight Friday.
Oh, I don't want it to come true then.
Oh. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed in it.
I was deflated after that.
Oh, it was super disappointing.
Yeah, it was much nicer when we didn't know who he was.
And I felt bad for Jenna, because Jenna really was not interested in
him. No, it was me. It was my fault.
It
was my fault.
It's bad enough to be rejected by somebody you really like, but you're rejected by somebody you don't even want. I think that's worse.
Yeah.
I think that's worse, really.
This guy. I cannot get over how rude he was.
I know.
I'm sorry you guys had to put up with that. You want out to take care of him?
Well, there's the resolution. At least we have resolution there.
We're alive.
That's what happens, man.
Usually disappointed.
$10. $10. Al forgets what he looks like, and he's going to be drinking with him at the bar later.
Yeah. It's on me, Rafi.
I know we had love letters to Kelly yesterday.
Yeah.
But we get advice from Big Al Mac himself.
Say what?
Next.
All right.
What are we calling it?
I'm down.
Is it love advice?
It's advice.
Love
Big Al
Mac.
Life advice.
Oh, you didn't know, Al?
Bonzo.
Because you're on a roll today.
I'm on a roll?
Just keep it going.
Call me Jelly, baby.
Right,
we're
live from the Hard Rock Hotel Vallarta in Riviera Nayarit.
Live from the Hard Rock Hotel Vallarta on the Kid Nation family vacation. Some of us are still in a drunken state in the Mexican state of Nayarit.
I funneled vodka.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
She did.
That was
Kelly Raspberry really did.
I wouldn't.
Indeed.
Context. That was a warning.
We just had the...
That wasn't a good thing.
We just had the closer. If you didn't hear, we finally... Kelly and Jenna found Rafael, the guy from Tinder that Jenna had been sort of talking to all week long. And he did not turn out to be the nicest person.
I want to say we've been talking to, because this has been a group effort.
Yeah,
Kid
Nation.
We've been trying to communicate.
Kid Nation was invested. Everybody was invested. People here at the resort were invested. We had people on the lookout for this Rafael character.
Is Rafael still your favorite Ninja Turtle after this?
Well, funny you say that, Al.
Huh.
No, my favorite's Michelangelo.
Oh,
my son's
my
Rafael.
My bad.
But Brian tweeted us, mm-hmm. Kid Nation here. He said, man, Rafael was a jerk. He doesn't deserve to have a Ninja Turtle name.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
That's pretty awesome.
People are calling us savage, Kelly.
Kelly,
I mean,
you're savage.
In a good way.
I didn't think
that's
I
a good
that
way.
Mean.
That's a good
that
thing.
No, savage is good.
I've been way meaner.
Yes, you have.
Yeah. Prosecutor Raspberry needs to make more appearances. Linda thinks you should come on as Prosecutor Raspberry.
Okay. I probably would have been. I know I said maybe I should have been meaner. I probably would have been meaner if I cared more.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like if I was real invested,
sure, right,
real
right.
hurt.
I get that.
And Cassandra loves you, Jenna. Dude, that interaction was crazy. Jenny is hot as hell.
Jenny.
See what you do, Al? You confuse people.
Jenny?
Kid Nation has our back. It's great.
Thank you so much for your messages. Today, what's today, Big Al Mac?
National Radio Day.
Ooh. National Radio Day.
Yeah, yeah. And way back in the early 1900s, the first radio broadcast was broadcast. today. So I don't know who was listening because they didn't have a radio broadcast. Who would have a radio? That would be stupid.
Exactly.
But it'd be stupid to go to Walmart and get a radio and nobody, there's no radio stations. Yeah. But anyway, National Radio Day.
But there was a Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah, right. But National Radio Day is today. It's the day we celebrate our radio personalities.
And so, we have the first ever.
Yeah.
Dude, you want to hear
it? We have the first ever. This is legit. The first ever radio broadcast was in 1906.
This is cool.
And it was in the Christmas time of year.
Uh-huh.
And this is what the first radio broadcast sounded like.
Good evening. This is Professor Reginald A. Fessenden speaking to you from Brant Rock, Massachusetts, at the tower of the National Electric Signaling Company. I'm going to play an Edison recording of Handel's Largo. Next, I will play O Holy Night on the violin, followed by a short passage from the Bible.
Is that the top three at eight or what? What do you win? What's the phone number?
Oh, that's great.
1906.
Simpler time.
Yeah. How cool is that? That is 1906.
Very cool.
Man, radio was boring back then.
Now, he says he would play. Now, does that mean like he's playing a record or
he's going to play the recording.
The recording of yeah. I don't know if he was actually playing the fiddle.
I doubt Professor Reginald had time to learn the violin.
Yeah, no, he played the violin and then he read from the Bible. He did whatever he wanted.
Professor, he might have played some violin, though.
He could have cursed. There was no FCC back then. That was the first broadcast.
Yeah, that's right.
He could do whatever he wanted. He could have done prank calls.
He was too classy to do that.
Could have showed a boob.
He could have showed a boob.
Yeah.
I mean, we could show a boob right now.
Kelly? I almost said Jenna. We've already seen them.
Yeah. Boring.
Yesterday was Wednesday. We had love letters to Kelly, but Kelly, you got something that is not directed towards you.
No, it was a letter we received in the love letter pile, but actually, they're not asking for my advice. They're asking for advice from Big Al.
Thank you.
What?
Let me hear it.
Dear Big Al, you are the car expert.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yes, I am.
I have been. This is legit.
All right.
I have been driving a 2007 Hyundai Santa Fe for about 6 years.
Okay.
She's been extremely faithful to me.
Mm-hmm.
For recently, I've been receiving some mixed signals. For about 1,000 miles, the gas gauge in the car has been broken. So the gas light is on even with a full tank of gas.
Mm.
This is fine and something we've learned to deal with together. However, recently, for about 20 miles after every fill-up, the gas gauge seems to be working perfectly and then just stops working after about 30 to 40 miles of driving with accurate gas readings.
Mm-hmm.
Should I fall for these mixed signals or just understand this is just a phase? Thank you, Jesse, who would rather be referred to as J Money.
Mm. Oh, J Money.
It's classic right here. This is classic. This is a classic car/woman problem. You see J Money referred to his car as she. Right?
Most people do, don't they?
Yeah, well, that's funny because basically your car kind of is a woman. You know, seriously. His car is basically doing
so
the same thing.
So you have five?
Thing.
Oh, boy.
That's why. Oh, damn!
Savage!
Jenna has no chill!
No.
Zero chill on Jenna!
No.
Oh, damn!
That's what you said. When one's in the shop, you just drive another.
Oh! Jenna keeps killing him. Oh! Jenna's murdering him.
This is all Raphael's fault. Raphael, you see what you're doing to me here, sir? You've hurt her. You've hurt her beyond repair.
When they hit 30,000 miles, he trades them in.
Oh! I got nothing now. Money's on you, dog. It's on you, baby. I can't top that.
You won't even let a friend borrow your car because you're selfish.
Well, most guys don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of like a guy thing.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, what your woman does.
You
is
have
just
any
like
idea what you're talking about now?
No, I have no
the
idea.
Gas gauge is sending a mixed signal.
Right.
Gotcha.
Which is what a woman does. A woman will send you mixed signals.
I get that.
You'll ask your woman, "What's wrong, baby?" And she'll say, "Nothing. Baby, is everything okay?" I'm fine. Just when you start believing that everything is fine, bam, you realize that she is still mad at you. So, J Money, what you need to do is this. Get yourself a hose or a long stick. I have to do this sometimes myself because I have a car with the same problem. What you need to do, you get that hose or a stick and you put it in the trunk of your car. And anytime you get ready to ride, you have to put that hose or that stick in the tank so that you can see how much gas that you have. All right, y'all follow me? I know this is a lot of trouble, but sometimes these are the types of things that we have to do as men to prevent running out of gas.
So you dip something?
Yeah, that's what you have to do. If your gas gauge isn't working, if your thing is giving you problems. So until you upgrade into to a newer model, this is what you have to put up with. That's just one of the things you have to do.
Back to what JC said about trading in after 30.
Yeah. I mean, and you know what? That may be an alternative too, because it looks like he has a case of the old car blues. So what has happened is you put your miles, some miles on your old dependable car, all right? And now the old dependable car is...
We should have just stopped after the slams.
I tried.
You tried. You tried to warn us.
I tried. I said, I got nothing after this. So, but it seems like the car and they've lost respect for one another. So there's really no return after you lose respect. When you agree, Kelly, when you lose respect...
Can he just take it into the shop and get him to fix the gas gauge?
No. Trade it in for a newer model, dog. Just trade it in.
It's just minor fix.
No.
Yeah, can't there just be some plastic surgery or something?
No. Well, that's an alternative. You know, if you can't get an all the way newer model,
you can get a few more miles out of it.
Get some upgrades.
Yeah. Get it tweaked.
Put some new rims on it.
Yeah.
Put some new rims on it.
New coat of paint.
Yeah.
Is that the end of your car letter?
That's the end of my car letter. That's the end of my advice, yes.
Was it awkward to do in front of your girlfriend?
No. She's heard me say way worse.
On National Radio Day?
Yeah, this is National Radio Day. How am I doing, honey?
Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Which car is she?
Yeah, which one?
The good one. The best one. The one I love. Drive the most.
That's...
Yes.
How about the only one I drive?
Well, yeah. I mean, it is.
You said the car I drive the most.
It is.
Which means there's other driving.
Well, sometimes you have to take the bus.
You just made Jenna shoot hot coffee out her nose.
Because all I heard was sometimes I slum it.
Who's the buzz?
Exactly.
I don't know, man. I'm in Mexico, dude.
Oh, my God.
I'm in Mexico with the Hard Rock Vallarta.
If you have a car letter to Big Al Mac, don't write us.
No. Sure. I don't care.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show's on family vacation. Hang out with us as we hang out near the beach.
You know what's cool about the Hard Rock Hotel here in Puerto Vallarta?
What?
That we have limitless resort credit.
Yeah.
I know. I love that.
So basically, if you want to go, we want to go on a banana boat today.
Yeah.
Jenna, you should come on here because Maximus's ashes could be put in the ocean on the banana boat. And Maximus loves banana stuff.
You just reminded me that I have him here.
Yeah, Jenna.
Oh, I went to take some medicine last night out of a pill bottle, and it was the wrong pill bottle. And I'm like, oh, that's
which
the
one did
ashes.
You take?
Because I have him in a pill
bottle. Oh, you opened the ashes?
Yeah, I have him in a pill bottle.
What?
In a pill bottle?
Maximus was like 35 pounds.
Oh, no, the rest of him's at home. This is what I took to Cuba, and then I ended up not leaving. So I've basically been smuggling a piece of Maximus into every country I've visited since I put him to sleep.
Oh, my.
So that's a great idea, though.
Yeah, we could use our limitless resort credit to pay for our banana boat, and you could dump part of Maximus.
So,
out
but
there.
Make sure I sit in the back, not in the front.
Yeah. We don't want to get it on us.
Spreading
we don't want to bring them back to the beach.
Yeah. That sounds like a great idea, though. I think this is a good time to leave him somewhere.
Yeah, and you could also use it towards the rock spa treatments. We went and got those done. You could use it for
that was fine.
Upgrade your wine, because they got some wine up here.
Yeah, they have different levels. I mean, you can. It's all inclusive, but there's different packages you can look into. Like, we're the Rock Royalty Level Program.
Hello.
Yeah. Yes, that's really nice. So we get VIP treatment, because I demand
most
it.
Most of Kelly, yeah.
Right, including priority over the cabanas, which I exercised my priority yesterday.
Who's your dude?
Juan.
We love Juan.
Nice.
We run him to death because every time he comes back, we've got two or three more people. No, it's not me. But, you know, I'll be there by myself and he'll go get me a Mango Tango or a Miami Vice or a Mudslide.
Yeah, we're those girls that's like, well, we've had seven Miami Vices and Mango Tangos. Make us something new. Yeah.
Yeah. And so by the time he comes back with my drink, two more people have come up and they want something. And by the time that he comes back with their drinks, two or three more people. So he's running. We're running Juan to death. So
he's awesome. Everybody that works here at the Hard Rock is great.
Yeah. What's the tipping protocol at an
all-inclusive? All inclusive.
I'm just going to put it out there. I think you should tip.
Yeah. So I've been
above and beyond good service.
I've only tipped like 20%. twice.
The coolest
here.
Part is you don't have to bring cash anywhere because everything's paid for, and right. that makes your life a lot easier. Right. But if they do doing, work
if
hard.
If you run Juan to death, you need to give him a little something.
I mean, you're not paying for anything else.
And
so.
They work here every day, so basically, if you miss a day, you come back and give it to them the next day.
Yeah, but with the rock royalty program, like you can ask about that when you call to make your reservations for your rock. Hard Rock Hotel vacation.
Okay.
You get express luggage delivery, complimentary 25-minute couples massage.
Yeah.
You get ironing service because, you know, when you get here, everything's wrinkled in your suitcase. They'll take care of all that for you. You get aromatherapy, an exclusive pillow menu. They have a pillow menu.
A pillow menu?
Yes, I'm serious. You are treated like a rock star.
Yeah, have you seen that little aromatherapy thing next to your bed?
Mm-mm. We turned it on last night. It was minty.
Yeah.
Oh, that thing looks
that's
like
what
milk.
It is. That's what they turn it on.
And there's a spa. There's a jacuzzi spa tub in every room.
It tastes pretty good, too.
Ow.
Huh?
Yeah.
They have that, you know, you have that spa jacuzzi in your room.
Yeah.
They'll prepare it for you and your lady, Al.
I was dunking my Oreos in it. I was like,
And we ended up using the Limitless Resort credit for the snorkeling adventure we went to. Mm. And we got some audio. Jenna, would you like to play a fun game?
Sure, of course.
All right. We're playing snorkeling or, okay? In this first clip, Jenna, you got to decide if this is a crime scene being videotaped.
Wow.
Oh, this is morbid.
Or snorkeling.
Oh, this is bad.
Hit it.
Okay.
That's the wrong one. The other one.
That would be snorkeling, I would think.
Yeah, hold on. The other one. The screaming. Snorkeling or crime scene, Jenna?
Well, since I have no idea, I think that is someone being murdered.
Oh, you're wrong. That is snorkeling, Jenna.
Snorkeling. Oh.
It's okay. You have another shot to win the game.
Oh, okay.
This next one is snorkeling or Kelly Raspberry FaceTiming Airport Bob.
I think
that's
kind of
gross when you think about.
I think that is Kelly Raspberry's FaceTiming from her personal jacuzzi in her room.
Oh, that's really kind of gross.
Oh, man. Oh.
That's Kelly underwater FaceTiming.
Oh, man, that was fun. Today we're going to head on up to Sarah
Was
Lita.
I right?
You're right.
I already know what you said.
Man. You win, Jenna.
Okay.
I think we all win. Today we're headed
Airport
up to
Bob did.
Sal Ulita.
This is a surf town.
Yeah.
That's just a short little drive away.
Is
yeah.
there any snorkeling involved today?
If you want.
No.
You can get some snorkels.
I'm good. I think I've snorkeled. I've done more this trip than I've done in like the last 50 times I've been to Mexico.
You could surf. There's restaurants.
This is a surf town, art.
Okay,
all
right.
It's
on land. I'm good.
A little bit of everything.
All right. And everyone's going to go together?
Okay.
Everybody's going together. And like always, you can go to kidnation.com. All the videos, all the pictures, including our dance competition we did the other day, the pictures from our snorkeling adventure yesterday where Al was just... rigor mortis in the water.
Pictures of Kelly leaving her cabana.
Pictures of Kelly leaving her cabana. And going in the water. Make sure you check them out.
Check out everything happening at KidNation.com.